The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drives so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid, wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. It is decidedly still Monday, November 15th, as we record this podcast because the 49ers obliterated the Los Angeles Rams 31-10. Garbage time field goal from Sean McVay. At home to get to 4-5. The 4-5, right? Yes. I'm finally so petrified of this NFL Jesus numbers. The Rams fall to 7-3 in the game. People are asking, the office is buzzing about the Rams. We are recording this live on YouTube as we do for all Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night games. Tuesday's show, 1 p.m. mock draft will not be live. Do not show up to YouTube at Tuesday at 1. Why are you making that face, Wilson?
Just so people can see it.
He's insulted.
Yeah, I was being surprised quietly while you continue to talk, but you broke character.
Sorry. I thought you were like, you did it wrong.
We decided Wilson doesn't do well live, and so we had to bump him.
No. We're sometimes we have to move shows. We're telling the people who listen to show up. I don't want somebody to show up to YouTube at 1 o'clock and be like, where Wilson traps and Edwards. Thursday, though, 1 p.m., we should be back. Now I'm panicking because I'm worried it's Thanksgiving. No, it's not Thanksgiving weekend yet. Next week is Thanksgiving. Pick Show will move for that, of course. But this coming week, Thursday, 1 p.m., we will be live for our Pick Show with myself, Pete Briscoe, and RJ. Subscribe. Hit the like button. We're going to give away probably a Brinson Sucks hat in here if you want, if you
gobble,
like.
Gobble,
baby. Do you guys do what about joining me to break down Rams, 49ers, Ryan Wilson, John Breach? What's up, boys?
I feel like the Rams played. My wife has gotten me sick, what I think is non-COVID symptoms. But I don't feel great, and the Rams shouldn't feel great, I'll tell you that.
Man, y'all are smashing that like button. Let's go.
I thought Ryan was going to say he didn't feel great because he went 5-9 against the spread.
Hey, even a sharp has an off week, and even squares get lucky.
No. You and Prisco are – you can – everyone in the building knows what's happening.
What?
The two donkeys.
The Brinson rundown has started.
Yep.
He's running everyone down. He's only six games behind me now.
I know. It's coming.
You're terrible.
I'm not terrible. I tied you this week.
It's coming.
All right. I'll put the back out there.
I'll just say that only two out of three of the people on the podcast picked the 49ers to cover the spread.
How about it, Breach? A little fist pound?
Fist pound.
Well, both of you guys are number one. How about that?
Can we bore that out? Can you pull an Eli Manning and just...
Much needed 10-win week for your boy here.
That's huge. Breach didn't do anything. And he probably changed his picks anyway, as we have seen him do in the past. But 10 wins, that's laudable, given that you averaged 2.5 wins the previous 9 weeks.
I needed a 10-4 week. Prisco, 5-9. Oh, Breach went 5-9, too.
Yeah, what's he talking about?
Dave Richard, 3-11. Wilson, 5-9.
I tied Wilson, who's in first place. That's quite the showing on my part, if you ask me.
You're in a serious stop the count situation at 89-58-3.
That's good.
Incredible record.
The thing is, I felt really good coming in this week, too.
You should almost go full Costanza the rest of the way.
No, I'm just going to pick everything you pick. So you're not going to
win. So we can't catch him.
That's right. Because I turn in my picks on Friday. So.
And the bet, well, I know how to use email. And the bet is that if you run me down, I will grow an afro, a George Jefferson afro. And if you don't run me down, you're going to shave your head. See, there it is. No. Zero faith in your abilities to run anyone down. And much the same way that you couldn't run Sean down that 40-yard dash when he smoked you.
The angry.
Pull up your pants, take off the pole, be a man.
It's a lot of this is you're just like Prisco, lashing out so hard.
Plus, I'm sick, so I don't have the attention span or nor the patience to deal with this tomfoolery and chicanery.
Every 3 seconds, I look down. There's 42 unread text messages.
So you're gonna sue Greenpeace, Greg? You seen that episode yet?
I watched it today.
That was one of my favorite lines ever.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, please. Spoiler alert.
That's you don't even know what show we're talking about.
Yeah, Jurassic, talking about
the Jurassic Park episode 3.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Curb this week is really good. By the way,
have
you watched the new Curb?
White Supremacist is from Ozark season 1. Yeah. Great job by that guy.
Perfect white supremacist too.
Great beard.
He's actually my cousin Jimmy, who it's a story. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I see. The baseball player. Got it.
No, Riley is my cousin. Riley Skinner, all-time leader in pass touchdowns at Wake Forest.
I know Riley Skinner, the football player. I don't know him personally.
That's him. That's my cousin.
I understand that. I just don't know him personally. That's all I'm saying.
Neither do I. It's fine. Anyway, moving along to the football game. 31-10. The San Francisco 49ers.
Can I ask Breach a question before you start hugging and kissing?
Talking and
Kyle Shanahan, yeah.
Chocolate-covered bananas.
That okay. Part B.
Yep.
When it was 14-0, did you have – what was your win probability for the 49ers when it was 14-0 with 10 minutes to go in the first quarter?
Win probability for the 49ers?
Or you can do the other,
like
either way.
97%.
Yeah, I felt that way too.
This after the first interception, it was like, oh no, here we go. We get with the Rams. And then when the 49ers went, what, like 18 runs straight down the field and the Rams couldn't stop a single one of them, I was like, all right, well, that's game. We can take a nap, guys.
Which I did. I laid on the couch and just wished for this thing to be over. It took so long, even though the game actually moved pretty quickly.
I thought, look, I mean, I didn't think that was going to happen. I very nearly
bought
a ton of money in DFS because I leaned into this 49ers thing. Just basically like a last dash. All right.
Hail Mary paid off.
They got to come out. They got to show up. Odell Beckham is in this game. That's all they talked about. Yeah. The entire pregame was Odell Beckham. Excuse me.
You crying? Then, you're so happy?
No, I was had something in my throat. I guess you got me sick over the podcast. Yeah. And then Matthew Stafford throws a bomb down the field to Odell Beckham. Stafford didn't play well in this game, but
but
Odell ran the wrong route.
Hold on, let me just push back a little bit. It was a scramble drill, and Odell stayed on the sidelines. I don't know if they talked about it. He wasn't in the middle of the field where two 49ers defenders were. It wasn't necessarily the wrong route. So I don't want to blame Odell, but it feels like bad things follow Odell wherever he goes.
Okay, he either ran the wrong route or he stopped his route.
Okay, fair enough.
When Stafford clearly threw it deep and, like, Odell didn't even try to make a play for it to break up the interception. He just kind of stopped and looked up and kind of stared at it like he was watching a plane fly through the sky.
Made a good tackle.
Like in 1918 when you've never seen a plane and you're kind of in awe of it. And that's what he did. It's just like, oh, okay, there you go. Yeah.
Of all the plays that he's sort of mangled, I don't, that's probably, if I'm doing 10,
I don't know. It's pretty high
10,
up there.
It's probably 9 or 10. Like it was a scramble drill play. It wasn't like he stopped his route.
First series as a Rams player, he's trying to make a difference, push him over the top. And he does exactly what everyone in Cleveland complained about, which is not run the right routes, not finish plays.
Quit saying he didn't run the right route because it was a scramble drill. Like he ran the right route on the first play where he caught.
He just stopped on the route. That was the problem. Yeah. Brinson, your second part, he doesn't finish his route. You can say that if you want.
Right.
That's fine. And I do agree with that I'm sure it left a slightly bad taste in Matthew Stafford's mouth and Sean McVay's mouth. They're like, God, that's our first drive with this dude. And he's just letting this interception happen. He's stopping his route halfway. Like, what's going on?
I guess it was a scramble drill. So it wasn't a designed deep shot for Odell Beckham, but they wanted to get Odell involved.
First play of the game, they got him involved.
I have concerns about Odell Beckham and what he will do to hashtag my Rams, but I would be buying low on Odell Beckham in fantasy. I think in DFS, you can take some looks. He's going to be involved. The Rams do a good job of featuring important players. Also, you can put some Cooper Kupp drop some balls. Van Jefferson had a terrible game.
Tyler Higbee was the reason that the interception pick six happened on the second drive.
Tyler Higbee also dropped a huge third down. Like that's when the Rams were officially out of it. Like if you want to look at it from there was no chance they were coming back, was Higbee dropping the third down. And like you just said, the pick six, I mean, Everybody, every person wearing Rams colors was horrible in this game.
Brent, I think his name is Brent Skronik, who played at Notre Dame last year, who was at the Senior Bowl. Should have caught a touchdown. I think he had another drop later or maybe earlier before that drive. And I'm watching him going, oh my God, I didn't know he made a roster because I think he was undrafted. I think I had him like as a late seventh round guy. You know, one of those guys who plays well in college, but it doesn't necessarily translate. But he's out there presumably because of all the injuries. And he was targeted a lot. He had five targets, one catch, 8 yards. That ain't going to fly.
He should have caught the touchdown.
Should have caught the touchdown. He seemed
to go to Tyler Higbee, which, you know, fine for me. I had a Tyler Higbee anytime touchdown, George Kittle anytime touchdown. I don't know if the podcast props that me and Sully gave out, I think, crushed. If you listen,
Robbie Gold over 2.5 extra points. That was your official newsletter prop of the day, and it hit in the second quarter. +130.
He also smoked a 50-yarder that was good from 68 breach, the way I saw it.
It might have got, it looked like it made it from like 54.
Was it better than the Sandoso 48-yarder in the Steelers game?
It went through the upright, so yes. Yes, definitely.
Still one of the worst kicks ever.
Try to see what our, me and Sully and I had.
You know, we talked about how bad, I didn't even know Cooper Kupp crossed the 100-yard mark until we looked at the box score 5 minutes before this podcast.
Oh, man. Like, I think we might smash these props. We had
finally.
I had under Jimmy G pass attempts 32.5, over Van Jefferson receiving yards, check, under Daryl Henderson rush attempts 15.5, way under. And did Debo Samuel get 6 catches? Oh, he had 5. I bet it's over receiving yards as well. Debo had a big game. And we hit, I think we both hit Kittle first touchdown. Maybe we had tight ends in there anyway. I mean, I bet it, but the point being is that this game played out completely different than anyone expected.
I don't know if Debo just got my message, but I got a text from someone who was bragging about your props.
Oh, there we go. It's okay. It's okay to celebrate wins, guys.
If you put it on the screen, we'll all enjoy it together. If not, we'll circle back.
By the way, what would you guess the number of unread text messages I have right now? Simply from a Prisco Costos Eisenberg thread is.
Well, in a typical day, it's probably 50, just not counting them, just in general. So, and by the way, here's the message from our buddy Sean Wagner. So Sean just sent me this.
54. I cleared it out 30 seconds ago.
So you justify picking Garrett Bradbury to win Offensive Rookie of the Year with Bradbury transforms Viking offensive line and running game and get credit for it. That's our buddy Sean. He tweeted that out moments ago. Apparently from the future, it's November 16th where he is, it looks like, or 15th, excuse me. So take the L, Brinson. You had a good run, 10 and what? How many? What were you, 10 and 4 this week?
10 and 4. Look, Sean, no one cares about Sean. Sean went to law school. He left the podcast. He deserted his friends, and no one cares about him. He's irrelevant. He locked his account because he was trying to trash talk redacted people on the internet and was scared that they would reply to him.
I miss Sean. By the way, if you hang around to the end of the show, we'll give you an update on whether Breach was telling the truth or not about his infamous 55-yard touchdown or whatever he is he made up.
Yeah, the tiny package.
There it is. I love it. I got to be careful what I say before I get put on the Debo wall.
Oh, God.
All right. So, the game itself was not interesting. Elijah Mitchell, 27 carries, 91 yards. I thought one of the coolest things about this game was Kyle Shanahan has really had Sean McVay's number the last few years.
This is five straight wins.
Correct. They came out
for the 49ers.
Yes. Their first drive was 18 plays, 88 yards, total 93 with 5 yards of penalties, 7 first downs, 11 minutes, and a touchdown to George Kittle. They used Debo Samuel a ton in the running game and were running all kinds of motion. The Rams were completely confused and perplexed on defense. And then their second drive, after they forced their second, the Rams' second drive was a pick six to the house. Mm-hmm. Did the Rams then score to make it 14-7? Did they make it 14-7? They did, right? Yeah. The Rams made it 14-7 with a Tyler Higbee touchdown. And then the Niners get the ball at the San Francisco 9 and go 11 plays, 91. Is that right? Or
That was the drive.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, the Rams turn it over on downs. This can't be right. What am I missing?
You're missing that after the pick six, the Rams drove down, scored a touchdown, and cut to 14-7.
That's when
the next
and
drive.
And then the 91 yard drive happened.
Because it doesn't show up in the drive chart if you've had a pick six, obviously. So then the 49ers go 11 plays, 91 yards, 8 minutes. They had essentially two drives in the first half and were up 21-7. I don't really count their single play kneel down to get to half, right? I mean, that was a incredibly impressive performance by that offense in terms of running the ball. Really good play calling by Kyle Shanahan. That's what we thought we were getting when we came in, or what I thought I was getting when we came into the year from that offense. And like that's high. The Rams are one of the top five defenses in the league easily.
Yeah,
but they're a high level rushing performance by the 49ers.
They're tiny up front, and that's the problem. And Raheem Morris didn't adjust. And they kept talking up, well, Raheem Morris does him really well. They were together in Atlanta, and he faced him when he was with Atlanta, and Shanahan was in San Francisco. Well, he didn't act like he was very familiar with him because they kept running it down his throat. And it wasn't until the second quarter, I don't think, until he put some more fat guys on the defensive line. And by then, as Breach noted, according to the Breach probability theory, it was way too late to mount a comeback. So they're undersized. And, you know, Jalen Ramsey's great, but he ain't playing defensive tackle. You just run away from Aaron Donald. And Von Miller isn't stout in the middle of the defense. He plays on the edge or even further out. So I think it made sense. It was easy. I don't even know if it was a great play call. And they just kept calling the same play.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Brent, one of the things you said was just that the 49ers kind of confused the Rams' defense. It didn't even seem like they confused them. It just seemed like the Rams literally could not do anything to stop them. Shanahan was just like doing the thing where you say, do it again, do it again, do it again, do it again, do it again. We're just going to keep doing this until they stop us. And they called 13 run plays on that 18-play drive you mentioned to start the game. 13 run plays on the opening drive, and the Rams could not do anything. This was the fifth time since Shanahan has been coach that they have run the ball 40 times or more in a game. Two of those five times have been against the Rams.
Wow.
So it's just like,
I'm going to assume that they're 5-0 in those games, by the way.
They are 5-0 in those games.
I would hope so.
Well, so that's where Shanahan, it's like, you know what? It's like you went into this week thinking, we can't lose this. I'm not going to outthink myself. We've beaten them four straight times. All I need to do is run the ball. We don't even need Jimmy to throw any passes, but you know, when Jimmy did throw, he looked really, really good tonight, which is, he's just too erratic, though. You don't know if you're going to get great Jimmy, good Jimmy, average Jimmy, below average Jimmy. You don't know which Jimmy's going to show up. But when you run the ball 40 times, it doesn't matter which Jimmy shows up because you're probably going to win if you run the ball 40 times.
Yep. I mean, he was laser locked in focused. I think 15 and 19, if that's what you just said, Breach. So he wasn't asked to do a lot. He completed 8 or 9 or 10 or 11 straight, mostly underneath stuff. The touchdown pass he threw to George Kittle was laced in there between a couple of defenders. So credit to him for that.
And the fourth down touchdown.
The fourth down touchdown where Debo did all the heavy lifting. You know what's funny? Like, I watched Debo, and again, I always take this back to sort of how it
relates. Jimmy's first incompletion was in the third quarter.
That's okay, crazy. There you go. So, I mean, you know, 40 runs and 11 passes or whatever it was, it's pretty easy. Basically, the Mac Jones playbook, who they should have drafted. But thinking about Debo Samuel, that was the first year I did the draft as the junior draft analyst, and I remember being the Senior Bowl, and the knock on Debo Samuel was that he was slow. And I remember talking to him at the Senior Bowl because I liked Debo a lot coming out of South Carolina. He had been injured. That was also something else, injury concerns. And I remember after one practice, he said to me, I proved to these people that I'm fast. And N'Keal Harry went before him and Hollywood Brown went before him.
I mock draft Debo Samuel to the Patriots at least 20 times.
I think I did too.
All season. But was such an easy pick for how the Patriots offense works. And they went with N'Keal Harry. I mean, Debo Samuel is you again, like he had 5 rushes for 36 yards and a touchdown. You can move him everywhere. He can do everything. He breaks tackles. He's just a football player. He's a perfect Bill Belichick player, and I cannot believe the Pats passed on him.
If you perfected Cordarrelle Patterson in the lab, that's Debo Samuel.
But, like, stronger and smaller, maybe?
He's not stronger, but he runs the ball, which now he runs the ball, apparently, but he's obviously a better receiver.
Yeah. Debo is cooking.
It's pretty clear Shanahan spent some time this week trying to figure out how to get Debo Samuel involved because he only had 6 carries on the year going into this game, and he had 5 alone.
Well, I mean, he's probably like top 5 in receiving yards this season.
Well, yeah, no, but I know. I'm saying that Shanahan purposely was trying to get the ball game plan to get the ball in his hands in case Jimmy couldn't do it through the air. He's saying we've got to get the ball in Debo's hands.
I think it was more just a wrinkle of an offensive game plan where they said, hey, we're going to mess with Raheem Morris and we're going to run Debo Samuel. We're going to do all this motion that's just Debo running the ball. Like a wide receiver in the backfield running the football is
That is throwing a defense off. You are making life very difficult for a defense, Breach.
Well, that's also putting the ball in the hands of your best skill player. I mean, you're not going to hand off to George Kittle.
It ain't like they had an answer for Elijah Mitchell either, who's listed as a running back. So I think anyone could have lined up back there except for Jimmy G and probably had some success. Because as I mentioned, that the front four is so undersized, and Leonard Floyd everyone had a tough evening on that defense. I don't know where you point the finger.
And that's the thing about the 49ers, though, is that they've dominated the Rams for so long with these, you know, five straight wins, and Shanahan's been so good about against the Rams, is that I don't know if this one means we're seeing a resurgent 49ers team that's going to enter the playoff race or a team that's going to go fall flat on their face and lose to Jacksonville next week. I mean, either of those are possible.
All right. Before we get to the macro stuff, anything else we want to touch on from this game in particular?
You want to talk up Matthew Stafford, MVP still, or are you done with that?
No.
Hall of Famer?
My money's on Patrick Mahomes for MVP.
Well, you've been talking this up for quite a while, so you're just jumping off.
I'm a Matthew Stafford guy. He hadn't played well lately. It's fine.
Is Stafford still in the Hall of Fame?
Not after this game, no.
I mean, look, it's two straight games. Bad.
So you're gonna take him out of the Hall of Fame after he was already
in the Hall of Fame yet.
He's got as many playoff wins as Andy Dalton. Is Andy Dalton Hall of Famer?
Yes.
Yes.
You would put him in.
He's in the Skyline Chili Hall of Fame.
That's a great Hall of Fame. Don't mock that.
I thought it came back on Chip Patterson. Debo didn't. Debo's 30 points didn't get me there. Oh
man, you must have been behind. So are the Rams
enormous? Yeah.
Let me ask you this, because you're looking at your fantasy scores. Are the Rams?
No. We're not doing big picture. Let's talk about this game.
I'm done talking. There's nothing else to talk about. They laid it.
We're going to take a break, and then we're going to do a big picture after the break.
Okay, I'm done.
Big picture.
Well, I mean, we're just trying to separate the
little picture.
Yeah. No, that is
micro, macro. Hit the like button. Smash that like button.
Macro.
Nice.
Micro. Oh.
This little guy.
Hey, it's always backwards.
I know.
All right. Anyway, we'll be right back, and then we'll talk about what the future of the NFC West looks like after this break.
The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
I'm Mark Chapman. Welcome to the Planet Premier League podcast. Each week, Cesc Fabregas, Nader Manua, and myself talk all things Premier League.
As a player, you don't have time to talk. No. You don't have time to make a plan. You just need to deal with wave after wave after wave.
We watched Coach Carter, and he said, afterwards, the game's just about doing this for your teammates. And I remember looking around halfway through the film, and half the squad was asleep.
Planet Premier League. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hit the like button. If you're watching on YouTube, I've already hit. Have you hit it, Breach? Have you hit it, Wilson?
No.
I always like my own stuff.
I'm trying to be 150.
All right, come on, man. I'm looking at these numbers. Let's crank this puppy up.
We're trying to just hit it. I just hit it.
We're just trying to be the 10th caller to get win the free prize at the radio contest.
If you knew how many times I tried to be the 10th caller, I actually won, I think, Spice Girls tickets in like 1996.
Did you go?
Free tickets? Yeah, I went.
Where were you in 96? Cincinnati?
Cincinnati. Is that Riverbend Music Center?
Nice.
Yeah, it's exciting.
If you're going to be my... That's not Spice Girls. Yeah, it is Spice Girls, isn't it?
Yeah,
is it
Spice Girls?
Yeah. Keep them coming. All right. Big picture.
where are you going, Spice Winston?
Big picture.
I'm just laughing at Wilson singing Spice Girls.
Hopped up on Robitussin.
If you...
I'm sick.
He's sick. He's not just chugging Robitussin.
I was like, how did you know I went to a Spice Girls concert on Robitussin? That's so bizarre.
Yeah, that's called a Tuesday evening for Breach.
What a good guess. Anyway, hit the like button. Wilson, do you have a Brinson Sucks hat handy or Breach?
Breach does.
This is actually not the one we're giving away. Don't we have flat bills we're giving away?
They're champion made. You can make them flat or A-frames if you so choose.
Really nice Brinson Sucks hats we're giving away. Or
Brinson I wear mine backwards so the people walking behind me know that Brinson Sucks.
Yeah.
Me too. Spice Bot. That's good. It's old Spice Bot.
Nice. There it is.
You can get a, I call them toboggans. People
beanies. Beanies. Cap.
Whatever you want to call it. No poof ball, but a warm knit cap, which by the way, I wore one for the first time today. Oh, it's the best season.
Best. I wear them all the time because I'm ball headed.
We're also in New York.
Breach reminds me that he wears his backwards. I'm gonna ask Lewis, our hat guy, if he can get us Sherlock Holmes hats where it can be on the front and the back, Brunson Sucks. And that way
you
get them coming and going, Breach.
I like that.
I had like at least a month in the lockdown pandemic portion where I was just like decided I was a backwards hat guy.
Look at our commenter, Dab Colorado, jumped in a jello pool trying to win a free that's amazing. I would do the same thing.
Is that related to Robitussin or the Spice Girls? Or is that
radio contest of some sort? You know, you'll do it. I would do the same thing for a free car.
Breach bot Tussin. That's right.
Jeez, you guys are incredible. Love y'all. Anyway,
who's emailing Robitussin after this to get them to sponsor our next podcast? That's the question.
So the 49ers next few games. Oh, mama.
Oh, Nelly.
Go ahead.
At the Jaguars next week.
Loss.
No, come on. Stop it.
Breach is doing his pitch.
Actually, the Jaguars may be a bad matchup because you can roll over them. Jimmy G has to have a good game. You can throw all over the Jaguars if you want. Then the Vikings at home. The Vikings at home. The Vikings at home. What do you think? Loss, win?
Hey, go through a five and then we'll regroup.
Yeah.
At the Seahawks, at the Bengals, home against Atlanta. And I think that's a good point to look at because those four games, or there's five games. Oh man, they could go 4-1 of those games.
I don't know if Russ Wilson is back. That's one thing, but I think 2-2.
Russ should be 100% healthy. Or I mean,
yeah, who knows?
90% healthy by then.
I'll say 2-2.
That doesn't equal five.
Right? I thought he only read four games. What was the fifth game?
Atlanta.
Yes, I was including Atlanta. I was going to stop before Tennessee. Because I think it was last.
Yeah, you included Atlanta. You said five. I was just telling Wilson said five.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. Okay, I think 3-2. I give them a 60% chance of going 3-2.
Mm.
I don't think there's any way they go 0-5. So that I don't even think that's worst case scenario. I think
that's. Thank you for establishing that.
Well, I think 1-4 is worst case scenario. 5-0 is best case scenario. Well,
1-4 would be a disaster in those games.
Well, they're a 3-5 team coming into beating up their whipping team here on the Rams.
I mean. But they lost to the Colts in that weird game. They lost the Cardinals twice. They lost the Packers.
And they lost by double digits to a Cardinals team that was playing Colt McCoy.
Colt McCoy, by the way.
It was a bad game. Bad game.
Anyway. All right.
I think 3-2 sounds if you pick the median result, I think it would probably be 3-2.
I feel like 3-2 makes the most sense.
3-2, I don't know if that's median only because Kirk Cousins, who knows? They're basically the same team. You don't know which team's showing up. If Russ is back, I don't know if they win that game. And then who knows which Bengals team shows up. So it might be closer to 2.5. Like, I don't even know. Like, over-under, if the over-under is 2.5, what are you taking?
I mean, if you had to bet your life on them going 2-3 or 3-2, what would you take?
God. Well, like Shanahan says. I'd probably take
3-2 just because of, again, we're off the high of a big Monday.
Well, I will say real quick, in the Bengals game, the first time in my head I thought, my God, the Bengals hired the wrong coach was when they played the 49ers and Kyle Shanahan did what he did to Sean McVay tonight and just clowned Zach Taylor. And I think the 49ers won that game 41-15 or 41-17. It wasn't even close.
If you were picking one person who was going to exploit Kirk Cousins' weaknesses, who would it be?
Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
If you're going to pick a second person.
An NFC coach? I don't know.
Did you hear the rumor of the weekend that the 49ers are going to give up 2 first-round picks and 2 second-round picks for Cousins in 2017? But
stop it.
Bruce Allen refused to deal.
Oh, 2017. I thought you meant it like next year. Oh,
didn't okay. that no, no, no. come? That came from Jay Gruden.
Jay Gruden.
I mean, if anyone would know, it's him.
Yeah.
And he had an axe to grind, too.
But I mean, Bruce Allen was like, I won't deal. Bruce Allen and Dan Snyder were like, we don't deal with the Shanahans anymore.
Oh, right. They're holding grudges from.
Imagine holding such a grudge that you won't improve your team
with
to get rid of a quarterback you don't even want to keep.
Correct. Mission accomplished.
Person have a job if you're that petty that you won't make your football team better?
He doesn't have a job and he's
getting
a job
and he's getting other people fired. Yeah.
Right.
I think they beat the Jaguars, Seahawks, and Bengals. Okay. And then it comes down to.
So here's my Jacksonville theory.
Man, they could go 5-0 this game.
Is that of all these games here, I feel like that's a trap game. They just had an emotional Monday night divisional game. They have a short week. They have to fly across the country. The NFL usually doesn't do this. I think this is the first time in a few years the NFL has had a team play a Monday game and then fly multiple time zones on a short week. And then they have that big game against the Vikings the following week. I mean,
what if they just fly one time zone each day and get there Thursday?
Well, if you talk to Shanahan and he agrees to that, then talk to me, because then maybe I won't feel so good about this trap game. I just feels like a trap game.
Well, 5-0s, I don't think that's happening. Like, I would give it, there were a better chance of Rams coming back tonight when they were down 14-0. But so five, what would we say? 3-2 puts them at 7-7. Is that right? 3-2, 7-7.
Yes.
And what does that do for you, Brinson, in terms of the playoff race? Are you now back on the San Fran bandwagon?
I mean, I think when you look at these teams vying for the playoffs, do we agree? I guess you have to give Washington some credit because they beat Tampa Bay.
No, you don't. That's exactly the same thing as San Fran versus LA. It's Taylor Heineke versus Tampa Bay.
That's like saying you have to give Jacksonville credit to be in the AFC playoff race because they beat Buffalo.
All right.
We don't have to.
So what's, I mean, do you want to include Chicago, or do you want to include Seattle? Excuse me.
No, it's Minnesota, San Francisco. Yeah, and Seattle, I think. And of course, Debo's Eagles.
Minnesota, San Francisco, Atlanta, Philly, and Seattle.
Atlanta's plus
Carolina,
out.
Obviously. And now the Saints are back in it, too.
Well, the Saints of Carolina, as you know, are 6-7 as we sit here.
And well, right, but I'm saying that the Saints are – we thought the Saints were going to pull away, but the Saints have not pulled away.
What? Wait, when did we think that? Before Jameis got hurt?
We thought there was one spot, there were going to be five or six teams playing for that one spot.
I was with Jameis, though, the last time we had that conversation.
Correct. I think there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 – and I'm not including Washington, the Giants, obviously not Chicago or Detroit. Seven teams fighting for two spots. If I were picking those teams,
so we're just giving a spot to a Rams team that has lost two games in a row.
Who?
The Rams.
Yeah.
And two of their next three.
I think 7-3. You're clear enough that
two of their next three games are against the Packers and Cardinals.
Well, we're gonna get to the Rams macro perspective next.
I love that Brinson's all of a sudden following the rundown. I don't know what happened to him, but he's on point tonight.
Is this what we do every podcast? Yeah, I don't know.
Please.
It's hard.
That it's the plan for every podcast. Never actually happens.
No, I think the Rams are fine, because even as we talk about 5 weeks from now, if everything goes according to plan, 60%, you know, they win these games, the 49ers are still only at 7 wins.
We're still on the 49ers. And
sorry.
Just scored me.
Sorry.
Hit that like button, by the way. Hit that like button so we give away this damn hat. Stop getting harassed.
We need wear little shot collars so Brinson can shock us when we get off topic. Can you imagine?
I know. What a world.
That would be hilarious. I would do that for 1 week.
He kills you
to see if he would exploit.
I don't want to wear a shot collar. No, they're good.
No, like somewhere, like on my finger or something.
It's like a Stanford. It's a Stanford experiment.
I mean, I think I'm going to go full Homer with my picks and go Carolina and San Francisco is the sixth.
So, first of all, you're now off the Rams bandwagon, and you were snuggling up to
them. Rams are still. I think the Rams. I am going to bet the Rams again tomorrow to win the division.
Okay. Let me ask you this: where are we? And by we, I mean Brinson and Breach on the whole Trey Lance thing. We haven't seen him in weeks. He was on the sidelines. You can run the ball without him, apparently, and you gave up all the draft picks. Are we okay with that decision? Does that affect the team this season? Or
look, you do the same bleep to Breach that you're like, you complain that Breach does what you're doing right now.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm
passive
well aware.
Aggressive Mac Jones.
No, it is active aggressive.
It's okay. Still I want people to know that what you're doing is reminding Kyle Shanahan that he didn't draft Mac Jones. And there's buzz that Kyle Shanahan's telling people around the league, I wanted Mac.
Of course,
John Lynch. If the 49ers lose this game, I think the 49ers on Monday night, I think the 49ers go off the rails in like a crazy John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan power struggle. But they did.
Do we know that they don't get along? I don't know if that's true.
I think
there's no way they didn't take the quarterback Kyle Shanahan wanted.
I think that's right.
Probably.
No
but
way.
That's the whole point is Kyle Shanahan now is like, man, I really liked Mac Jones.
Really? I don't know where you heard that.
He's having like regret hindsight, but like, no.
Yeah, Robert Saleh saying the same thing.
Going around the league right now.
Robert Saleh saying the same thing, but he didn't know it at the time.
Do you hear Rex Ryan on Robert Saleh?
Saleh called him out too.
Yeah, of course he did. Good for him.
I love when Jets coaches and former Jets coaches feud.
Okay. Literally my let's see if they got the odds up here. Oh. The Rams are only plus 160 to win the division now.
Yeah,
that's a bet. That is a bet.
I don't know.
49ers, you can bet 70-1 to win the division. My.
What are they to make the playoffs?
70-1 to win the division is. Are they just dead in the water in the division?
Yeah. I mean,
they are. They're not winning the division. The
Cardinals have 8 wins.
I mean, what are you talking about?
Would you think the Cardinals can finish
what?
10-7?
Yes.
So the Cardinals go 2-5 down the stretch, 2-5, which would be absolutely horrible. The 49ers would have to go 6-2.
Right. I mean, come on.
The 49ers are going 5-0 the next 5 games. So what's the problem?
This might be worse than your Garrett Bradbury prediction, but we'll see. We'll all see together.
70-1, I think, is maybe worth a step.
So you're okay with the Trey Lance trade in terms of where this team is currently finds itself?
Look, Jimmy G's got him around 500. They've lost some games they shouldn't have lost.
Okay.
It's fine. It's fine.
And why even draft them? Draft somebody else.
Why trade up?
A skill position player, I mean. Could not trade it up.
If they wanted Mac Jones, they could have just sat there and taken Mac Jones. Didn't need to make a trade.
That would have been better.
I mean, offensive lineman, whatever. Defensive player, it doesn't matter. But if you're happy with Jimmy G.
This is ridiculous.
Well, I think that's why. This the only reason that makes sense to talk about is if the 49ers don't make the playoffs because Jimmy Garoppolo chokes down the stretch and you're not putting Trey Lance in, then there is a huge issue. And this team made a horrible decision. And at that point, you go in the offseason and it's like, all right, well, what do we do now? Because
why are we having this conversation after they just blasted the Rams?
Because he's asking about Trey Lance, and I'm saying that's the only way that conversation makes sense right now.
And part of the reason they're drafting Trey Lance is because they enhanced the running game, but you didn't need him.
No, they said all along that they didn't want Trey Lance to play this year. They wanted Jimmy Garoppolo to play and win this year. Now, the problem is they're 4-5. He's not winning a ton.
Right, that's what I just said.
You'd like to be 6-3, but you can the next 5 games. You can win these next 5 games, or win 4, or win 3, and you can be in a good position heading into the final stretch run to make the playoffs. If they make the playoffs, no one should complain about the moves by Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch.
That's not true.
3 of their next 4 on the road
against bad teams.
Rank the NFC West quarterbacks based on their current health.
Their current health?
Yeah. So we have a lot of questions about Kyler, a lot of questions about Russ.
Stafford 1, Jimmy 2, Russ 3, Kyler 4.
Stafford 1? That's sort of where I was going. He's had 2.
Jimmy 1?
Stafford the last 2 weeks has been worse than Garoppolo.
For sure. And people are starting to ask questions if Stafford's healthy.
Oh, please. No one's asked that about Jimmy. They just say he's terrible.
Jimmy was good tonight.
I know, but my point is that no one assumes he's injured. They just say, oh, he's not very good.
Stafford's been possessed by the ghost of Jared Goff.
Oh, boy, that's harsh. Well, I just give you, you know, I gave my...
Well, how would you rank him?
That same way. I mean, I put Jimmy G first right now, I think.
If you're including health over the last how many weeks?
Just going into the game tomorrow. Or, you know...
I mean, I would still take Stafford over Jimmy.
I don't know. But
I would take Jimmy over Russ and Kyler going into...
So the other side of that conversation where, you know, I dump on Trey Lance, even though I like Trey Lance. What about all this stuff? Like, is Von Miller and Odell Beckham make this team better?
Von does. I don't know. I mean,
they might eventually. I don't think that you could have had high expectations
by January
after their very first game. Dude, well, I mean, this is a team that can talk about January. It's not like they got traded to a 3-17 that is going to have their season end. We've all agreed the Rams are probably going to make the playoffs. So they do have time to kind of get acclimated to what the Rams are doing. I mean, like we saw in this game, when the Rams are going up tempo, Odell couldn't be in there because he didn't know the hand signs. He didn't know. There's things he's going to learn. They have a bye week right now. So I would expect Odell to be a bigger part of the offense next time they have a game.
Van Jefferson had some bad drops, which is not characteristic. Cooper Kupp had drops, which just doesn't happen. Tyler Higbee had, I think, a drop as well. I mean,
the pick six.
Stafford did not play well in this game. No doubt about it. But no one of the Rams played well. And that's it's a couple weeks in a row where they haven't played very well.
That's why I don't know if I love the – but again, these last 2 weeks, I don't know who's good and who's not.
But, I mean, who do you trust in the NFC?
Well, that's what I was saying.
Cowboys. Cowboys.
Yeah. Cowboys got skunked by the Broncos. What's that?
He's doing robot voice.
I mean, the Cowboys got skunked by the Broncos 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but Teddy Bridgewater, I mean, come on.
The Bucs just lost to the WFTs.
But that's the Taylor Heineke syndrome.
I think when you look across the landscape of the NFL, it is this is where you take it. Again, I'm not trying to make everything a bet, but like if you're trying to bet on a Super Bowl future, if you can get anybody who is in really good playoff shape at 30-1 or better, I think that you look for it.
Because who is 30-1 or better right now? I mean,
I haven't looked at the.
You're the pseudo sharp. I'm the actual sharp.
I'm not sharp at all. I'm trying to say that you. You got to look. All right. So we've got Chargers 28, Browns 40, Bengals 50, Saints 50, Colts 60, Steelers 60, 49ers 70. Everyone else is shorter than that, obviously.
What's the shorter than the Chargers?
The Pats.
Ooh, what's the Pats?
25-1.
That's the
that's friendly.
That's for playoffs, right? That's all it is.
All right. So if we're just
for playoffs,
Super Bowl.
Ooh,
you're not getting Pats 25-1 to make the playoffs.
I was gonna say, bang that.
Pats are plus 325 to win the.
As a sharp, I say bang 20-1 to make the playoffs for the New England Patriots.
Well, again, what's happened is there's been this condensing of teams that we think are elite, but it's also like the first touchdown stuff that I talked about.
Are you saying the 49ers could win it all still, Brenton? Are they good enough?
I don't think. I think there's.
They're 100-1.
Look, man, teams can get hot.
Come on, stop it,
dude. There's no one who is dominant.
Name a team in the last 20 years that got hot in the way that the 49ers need to get hot and went to the Super Bowl.
The Giants.
I'll tell you the team that you should bet on is the Chiefs at 11-1.
I guess. I mean, right. At least they have a track record.
Pick a Super Bowl winner right now.
Just regardless of odds?
The odds don't matter. You pick who you think will win the Super Bowl. Because I don't think there's a team.
Bills. I think that's my pick, right? Breach Bills.
Bills lost to the Jaguars 6-9.
Well, I understand it. What are the odds?
They are the.
Well, we can play that game with every single team you list. Everybody has a bad loss.
That is my entire point.
Well, you should have just said that.
That doesn't mean a team isn't good because they poop their pants 1 week. It doesn't mean you're going to do it every week. It doesn't mean to start wearing old man diapers, Brenton.
It just means that everyone is extremely beatable. There's no dominant team. And
you just got to regulate your diet. You can't be eating all that Mexican food.
It feels like a season like 2010. Here's what happened? 2011 playoffs. Where the Packers or when the Giants snuck in, where a wild card could sneak in, get hot, and every single one of these teams in the playoffs are beatable. Or hell, last year when the Bucs got in as a wild card and ran the table with three straight road games.
Are completely different.
They were a wild card.
The second half of the season, they end up going 9-0 or whatever. And it was just a matter of Tom Brady getting acclimated to that offense.
That's not accurate at all. They won three straight road games.
Why don't we all pick what we should have?
They did not go 9-0.
We should have a draft. We should have a draft right now. We each pick three teams, and that's who we have to ride to the Super Bowl.
All right. Let's do
this is your podcast. You can
we have to bet on them.
No. I think we each throw in. Oh, I'll tell you what, we'll do do you want to do should we get a fourth a podcast? Somebody watching right now? Throw it in. They can join the draft. They can join the draft. They can draft in the chat.
Our draft pool.
That's sure.
Should we do that? We'll do that let's do that after we wrap up the recap podcast. I like it. It's a great idea, Breach.
Thank you.
So you can watch it on YouTube. You can engage. Leave your, if you want to be involved, write Super Bowl draft in the chat. Debo will pick someone. There will be four of us that do the Super Bowl draft. We will waive the entry fee for the fourth person. Waive it. We'll do $50 ahead.
Wait, what?
What about the $20 ahead? What do you want?
You made $80,000 last year, so unless you're fronting me and Breach, it's not going to be $50 ahead. I'm going to waive the Wilson entry fee as well. Who do you think?
My taxes done for free?
Good Lord.
Oh, my God.
This guy's crazy.
We're going to do $25. We're going to pick three teams.
Yeah, it needs to be at least 20, Wilson. I mean, let's not 20, be completely.
$25 ahead.
I'm not wasting $50 on you morons.
Not wasting. If you win,
we have a lot of people who want to be in this draft. All right,
you could win the money, Ryan. You could walk home $40 richer.
Okay.
It doesn't matter who's first. If you write Super Bowl draft or some version of Super Bowl draft before we finish this podcast, and you have to hit the like button if you haven't already, you will be included in Debo will pick a random name. Debo is very good at this. We will do a Super Bowl draft as a post podcast show where the three of us and someone in chat each pick three teams.
Super Bowl draft.
And the winner gets $100, 25 from each.
Perfect.
Or 75, I guess.
We'll have to do 30. Whatever.
You're not charging the listener. So the listener wins, 30, 75. If one of us wins, we get 50.
$33, and Breach will pay 34, so it's even.
Yeah,
I will send that last dollar in pennies.
Fair enough. I'm going to send the $33 in pennies.
It's a really good idea, Breach. I like it.
But real quick, let's look at the Rams' next five games, because we seem pretty confident.
It's kind of nasty. kind of nasty.
It is. It is. At Packers, Jacksonville at home, at Cardinals, Seattle at home, at Vikings.
Oh, boy. And let's not forget they just added Odell Beckham, who brings down everything he touches.
How many games is that, two or three?
That was five. That was six.
I'm sorry, right.
Packers, Jags, Cardinals, Seahawks, Vikings.
Okay, that's five. Yeah, I see three wins there for this team.
Oh, boy. Did you include the Vikings in that, too? So then the final were at Baltimore and then a San Francisco team that's dominated them at home?
Yeah, but if they win three games, that's over. They're winning the division. Or probably. at least the 49ers aren't catching them, if that was going to be your counterpoint or whatever.
No. Again, I want to bet the Rams to win the division.
Yeah, I don't know if they win the division by just winning three more. I mean, we'll have to see what the Cardinals do. But I'm assuming that they beat the Cardinals in that game just because that seems to be the second half Cardinals.
Cardinals are a tough situation. We don't know what Kyler Murray's deal is.
And we know what Colt McCoy's deal is. He's good for one game a year.
Do we know what Chris Trevor's deal is?
You were talking about the Jaguars as a trap game. They got 2 weeks to prep for the Jaguars.
Who?
No, this is the...
No, next, I said...
We're doing the 49ers and Jaguars.
Yeah, next week.
Yeah.
Wow, why are the Jaguars just running through the NFC? The
Jaguars got to come to L.A., baby.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that.
That could also be a trap game, though, because the Rams really have the Packers, and then Jacksonville, and then Arizona.
Man, that's a tough back end.
Meanwhile, Urban Meyer's looking at those back-to-back games going, oh, my God, we're playing Alabama twice in a row.
Unbelievable. Why is every team's Alabama? This is weird.
Urban Meyer's like, I get to go out to L.A.? What? Hello, L.A. Live.
I think they go the Rams go 2-2 in the next 4 weeks. So that gets them to what? 9-5? Is that right? Mm-hmm.
Then they play the Vikings.
At the Ravens is, I think they split those, but could possibly go 0-6.
So 10-6.
I'm gonna give them 1-2 down the stretch. Oh man.
Ten and seven?
Oh, that's not catching the Cardinals.
10-7.
Yeah, the Cardinals just would need to win three games. Gonna get saucy.
Cardinals could go 3-5. And the other thing is, like, even if Kyler doesn't play this weekend, Seahawks, then he has that bye week to heal. Like, it feels like he'll be healthy by the end of the bye week.
Kyler and Russ at December 13th, December 19th is a nightmare because you could have gotten them. Like, if you got them 2 weeks earlier,
right?
You feel like you're taking them out. But now both guys have ample time to heal.
And you have to face them 6 days apart.
Yeah. All right, I gotta get in the lab tomorrow and look at this Rams future. I still like the Rams to win the division. I think they're a really good team. They got their pants pulled down on Monday night by the 49ers at home.
They never pulled it up from week 9 against the Titans. The 49ers just kept holding it down.
They walked out of the stall with their pants down and fell face down into the
NFC West is getting spicy as the larger
cold tile floor.
If you want to see how the Super Bowl draft plays out with one of the podcast listeners in the chat, check it out, youtube.com/pick6. Subscribe, like, tell us who your Super Bowl pick would be in the comments as well if you're watching right now. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. We will stick around for the post-party Super Bowl draft.
Bye, audio people.
Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount+. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.